Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith and how the two come together in lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's a beaut. Pastor Ken Keltner, Brookside Baptist Church. Pastor, how you been?
I'm doing great, Mike. Good to be with you.
Boy, you see, you sound so professional. Like 5 minutes before we go to record this, you're just ripping
you know,
me.
You know what? And Kathy always says, she always gets on my case. She goes, you're always loud. You laugh too much with Mike, and it's almost like you're making fun of Mike. I go, no, I'm not making fun of Mike. Mike just cracks me up.
I think Kathy's right on some of that. I think maybe, how's she feeling, by the way?
She's doing all right. She's with grandkids, so if she doesn't feel good, she's distracted right now.
Good. Well, we've been praying, Terry and I have been praying for her a lot, and hopefully she's feeling better. Our special guest today, and kind of fell out of the blue on this one. Pastor, I got to tell you, I want to thank Steve Brown from Kern Electric for introducing Kevin Festerling. He's the founder of Kingdom Prep High School. They're located in Wauwatosa, and we'll talk a lot about Kingdom Prep High School as we go throughout the day. Kevin, how you doing? Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, you bet. So you're a Milwaukee guy, right? And you grew up in Menominee Falls, kind of a Milwaukee guy.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Lutheran High School.
You got it. Menominee Falls was actually the home digs. Six kids in a family. Mom and dad were both teachers, and we made that 25-minute trip to Wisconsin Lutheran every day. Either by my dad driving a yellow school bus trying to pick up kids from the church, or because we finally got our license, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you, are you a sports guy?
Absolutely. I don't watch as much as I should, but I played soccer, basketball, tennis at Wisconsin Lutheran, and soccer. That was the one that took me through. So I gave up the rest and eventually went on to play at Valparaiso University, and now I coach a little bit.
You, what kind of basketball player were you?
Not good. I'd like to play. You know, the athletic kind of guy that didn't work on his handles? That was me.
Yeah, I've seen, in fact, the Keltner brothers. No, I'm just kidding. Keltner brothers were all awfully good basketball players. Who'd you play for at Wisconsin Lutheran?
which, basketball?
Yeah.
You know, frankly, it was Gil Tachi, was freshman coach.
Okay.
But after that, I let it go because I had to go club soccer all the way. And
there you go.
Got pretty competitive.
Yeah, they've I have a great relationship with their coaching staff over there. Their basketball, they're really good guys. They've been there forever.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's a father son combination, and they understand how to build a program, how to keep a program relevant, and big fans of those guys over there. You ended up going to Valpo and playing soccer.
That's right.
What was that like for you?
It was good. I thought I was going to fulfill a scholarship that I knew I'd owed my parents from all those trips when you're driving around the country for clubs and you can't afford it. It turned out I met my wife when I got there at preseason. So freshman year, first day on campus, met my wife and married her a year after college. But I would say that it was great. That was when Bryce Drew hit that shot, heard around the world, you know. Yeah. And my wife was a cheerleader on that team, and I didn't know any of this stuff, what it meant, you know.
And you realize who made that pass was the kid from here, from Milwaukee, Nicolay kid.
Oh, yeah. One of the twins?
The twins, both
Nicolay
guys.
Brothers, right?
Yep. In fact, I coached, one was on the staff. Robert was on the staff at Dominican with me for a while, and he said, look, you know, Bryce gets all the recognition, but come on, man. You know, I made that pass, and he said, I see that video all the time. Come NCAA time, yeah. It's on a lot. And that shot was unbelievable.
So, you know what's funny about that shot is my wife, she was at the top of the pyramid as a cheerleader. And so my kids will say, hey, that commercial's coming on. And sure enough, my wife is still the cheerleader they use in the NCAA because Bryce Drew's shot is the one that shows up before all the...
That's awesome.
You know, and all the Drews. We've had
Homer.
We've had Homer and...
Bryce. And we've had him and his brother, yeah.
Yeah, the one at Baylor.
Correct. Yeah, Bryce just got let go. He just at Vanderbilt. Like 2 months ago, and I read an article yesterday actually on it, and it was a little bit of a surprise, to be honest with you. I know that they had a horrible season last year in conference, But his overall record and the program is you know spot on clean, but they let him go and it's interesting to see where they go from here.
Yeah, Kevin, we had him on Faith in the Zone. Great testimonies, you know, as far as you know their walk with the Lord and then you know their love for basketball and how God used them. And Tony Dungy always would talk about his platform, and God gave those guys a platform and in basketball, and man, they've used it to the fullest.
Hey, and when you left, you know, your home, and we had some conversations prior to it. It was a home that certainly was faith driven, and so you go off and go into the state of Indiana. What was that like for you? And were you able to continue to walk worthy, you know, when you got on the campus?
Yeah, the answer is yes and no. I remember getting there freshman year, and my first year theology teacher, she was telling us that basically she was 30% Jewish, 50% Christian, 30% Hindu. And this is my first experience, first semester, Valparaiso University Lutheran. You know, my mom and dad raised us up to say, be ready, be equipped, be armed. It was a little bit odd. I went through K-8 parochial school, Lutheran High School, and then right out to Valpo. And that was my first experience with a theology teacher pretty much dismantling everything that I had memorized about what the book was, you know.
In the first 2 weeks.
And so, it was a good experience because I got back to my dorms and started asking some bigger questions about what everybody else is believing too. Because while we were sheltered, we were sheltered within our Christian home, but the Lord was very active and real every second. To now be living in a faith tradition school where not many walked and talked the same thing.
Did you get involved with any Fellowship of Christian Athletes, anything like that?
Yeah, FCA was a part of my faith journey there. The InterVarsity brothers are the guys who probably introduced me to a little bit of a different tradition than what my Lutheran faith was doing. I remember a brother pulling me aside and saying, "Hey, Kevin, you're so busy. What do you find time to pray?" And I was like, "Well, what do you mean?" and I remember hearing him say things like, "Well, like when do you pray? You know, when do you like take time to be with the Lord?" And I was like, "Well, come on, man! Like, I still remember his name, and I'd say everything. Your whole walk is a prayer. Like when I go here, that I'm praying. Everything's a prayer." And he kind of looked at me and shook his head, and like, "I know something you don't know." And as it turns out, he did. And so that was fun. FCA, that's where I met that brother. Student Athletic Associations, InterVarsity, yeah.
I'm just curious, what position did you play in soccer?
Center midfield, offensive and defensive.
Well, yeah, center midfield means you got to run, and you got to run a lot.
You got to run a lot and play with your back to the goal oftentimes, which is a little scary.
Yeah.
You got to be able to see the field, right?
Sure.
You see what's going to happen and make those passes. I worked for the Wave for a long time. I worked for the Rampage, outdoor soccer to me was like watching paint dry in the beginning. It was. And year two at the Rampage, year one, both years, Bob Gansler was a coach, World Cup coach.
Absolutely.
And he saw that I left games at halftime, and he'd be like, what are you doing? I said, "Coach, it's like watching paint dry." He said, "You're a basketball coach, right?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "There's some real similarities to our game." Mm. And I said, "No, I don't see it." In the off season, he would call me. His office is right below mine. And he would call me when he was breaking down film and he'd say, "Come down, I want to spend a few minutes with you." I'd come down and he introduced me and educated me in the game of outdoor soccer.
Nice.
And it's a beautiful game. It really, when it's played correctly and played well, it really is a beautiful game.
Absolutely.
And I credit him totally with just introducing me to how and why and what they were doing.
Kevin, we had a fellow that plays for Akron for the Zips. They played in the national championship this last year against Virginia. I think Virginia beat them. But anyway, I was watching the semifinal game, and he's been on Faith in the Zone. And I told him there's only two people that have gotten me off the couch watching soccer, Messi and Sky Harder. I go, "Sky, you had a 35. I go, "How was it?" He goes, "Well, 38. 38-yard dead ball. They only put two in the wall because they didn't think you were going to take a shot. You bent it around the two guys and put it in the upper right-hand corner of the goal with the goalie diving out. This is against Michigan State. I said, nice. I got up, man. I was on the couch. I got up, man. I started applauding you. It was beautiful.
That's great. Yeah. U.S. women's soccer has been pretty fun to watch, huh?
Yeah.
It's been really fun to watch. Boy, I'll tell you, they were so good. Mm. They were so good. I had I owe somebody dinner on that one, by the way. Our general manager. He gave me the field. So I took the field. I don't know what I was thinking. And he's a soccer guy, so he totally took advantage of me. In the next, in just a short time before we get to a break, can we talk a little bit about where the thought process of Kingdom Prep came? And we'll do this later in the show because I want people to understand that there's a way for our listeners to help you. Yeah. And I think that it's a great mission that you're on, and I'm a fan of the idea behind it and what it's going to accomplish. But where did this come from in your mind to start this?
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin Lutheran High School was experiencing a scarcity of Milwaukee parental choice voucher seats, and so I was watching kids from K through 8 experience a Lutheran, non-denominational Christian school within the city of Milwaukee, finish at 8th grade, and then say, now what? Where do we go next? And they'd head over to Wisconsin Lutheran, my alma mater, and Milwaukee Lutheran, and hundreds, literally hundreds of kids in just 2 or 3 years are being turned away because there just aren't enough seats. And I felt like if Starbucks would open up 10 or 15 coffee shops with this type of demand, the church probably should consider opening one more at least. They sat on it, Wisconsin Lutheran, to their credit, for 2 years studying how could this benefit the kingdom at large, how could it benefit our constituents in Milwaukee, how do we help? And there really wasn't a good solution in mind. And something that I feel like God gave me was pretty clear, that we were going to do something that would be really niche. And so sure enough, we found some people who got really excited about this idea. Let's do an all-boys Christian high school. Let's stay in the tradition where most of our parents experienced these Lutheran parochial schools, but maybe didn't have that parish model. Maybe didn't have the church Sunday morning seat, but they did appreciate the school 40 hours a week. Let's offer up the next Lutheran high school so that Milwaukee Lutheran, Wisconsin Lutheran would have a place to then say, well, actually, we're full, but there's another school we're starting. So we went to work and said, let's do all boys. Let's grow up a brotherhood in Christ for lives of purpose. And that's how it began.
He is Kevin Festerling, the founder of Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School. They are located in Wauwatosa, Pius Grade School. You're familiar with that, 76th Street, Wauwatosa Avenue. You guys are right a part of that building?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been vacant for about 6 years before we jumped in last year. They tried a series of ideas to keep that building alive. But eventually St. Pius had to merge with St. Bernard, and they rebranded as, I think it was Tosa Catholic, right in the village there. So we opened up in an elementary school, and we thought, what a great opportunity for young boys not just to attend high school, but to build it. So we went around to all the little parochial schools in the city and said, hey, we're available, we're open, but you have to help build it. Anyone can come essentially attend high school, but you have to help us build a high school. And these 8th grade boys got really excited, and here we are.
So Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School, all boys high school committed to faith, service, experience, and excellence, opened its doors for the first group of 9th grade young men in the fall of 2018. And we'll pick it up there. We'll also talk to Kevin about his testimony, and I'm sure we'll talk smack along the way about playing soccer, how I could nutmeg him and score on Pastor Ken if he was in net. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people of sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church. Our special in-studio guest, Kevin Festerling. He's the founder of Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School. Again, they're located on Wauwatosa Avenue in Wauwatosa. Phone number is 414-727-9979. Or you can check them out on their web. It's KPLHS. So it's KPLHS, which stands for Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School, .org, KPLHS.org, for more information, or give them a call if you've got any interest in finding out more about this school, 414-727-9979. So, Pastor, segment two on Faith in the Zone, your favorite segment.
That was my favorite segment, Mike. Kevin, we just we started Faith in the Zone because a lot of times, you know, when someone's being, an athlete's being interviewed after a game or a great play or whatever, you know, and they say, well, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then, boop, I mean, they take the mic right away from them, you know. Yeah. They don't want to hear any more of that. And so Mike and I got talking about it and said, how cool would it be? And in time, the Lord opened up the door here with Intercom and to have the program. And so what we love doing, talking to athletes and coaches and administrators slash coaches about how your journey came about, that you know Christ, you know, personally as your Savior. So just walk us through that whole, how that journey took place.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was fortunate to grow up in a home where Christ was Lord in everything. I mean, you name it. Six kids, five boys, one girl. Mother and father had been walking in the faith all their life. They were in the tradition of the Lutheran faith, specifically Wisconsin Synod Lutheran faith. And they raised us in a way that said, this is the book right here, and this is where we're going to meet our Lord. And it wasn't a tradition for us. It was real life. I remember watching my mother and father doing counseling out of our home. You know, there was one time when I was probably in about second or third grade, and this gentleman we'd see at Kmart sitting in his wheelchair asking for some funding, some money. One time we woke up and he's in our living room sleeping on the sofa, you know. And I remember my mom saying, well, this is what you do. You know, you open your home to whoever needs it. And I just remember just being a little bit like, I'm in the basement, you know, living in a two-bedroom house in Menominee Falls, and this guy's got the front suite, you know. I remember just kind of always grappling with, my parents are just weird. People would be spending money on these $100 shoes in basketball, all black shoes, and I'd make the A-team, and I'd be all impressed with myself. And I'd say, Mom, I need black shoes to fit in. And she'd be like, that's fine. And she'd come home with like these Kmart white shoes that were opposite color and generic. And she'd say, it's all right, Kevin. I'd say, are we poor? What's going on? Are we poor? And why are we getting boxes to the back door? We're living out of these boxes of clothes. And I remember my mom and dad saying, we are the richest family in the world. You won't find another family with as much wealth as we have. And we have more love for the Lord in this family, more love of Christ in us, that you won't compare to any riches out there that you'd want to go seek. And so that became reality as I grew up, obviously, and have those moments of quietness with the Lord. I didn't have any major crises that made me finally go, I need to find the Lord. For me, it was going to these Christian concerts at night. Rick Kua, Petra, DeGarmo and Key. These just phenomenal Christians speaking about the Lord. I do remember one time in third grade, it was a Rick Kua show. My mom and dad took me out, and I just remember singing my brains out. And I'd see people around me with their hands up, you know, worshiping the Lord. And I couldn't do that. That's not something that we were taught. You know, you don't put your hands up. That's odd. I remember that time singing and just being like, Lord, I want to do this for the rest of my life. I want to be a missionary. I want to tell people about you. That set the course for, you know, going into school, trying to become a teacher, at Valparaiso University, and eventually doing what I'm doing now. Along that path, I can't tell you the amount of times I found myself learning new lessons of grace, of what it just means to be loved as a total idiot, a total sinner. A guy who feels like he can and should be able to hold his own, you know, in conversation, but is always just feeling a little stupid, a little bit dirty. I don't quite have it together. And yet I know that I'm saved and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And so there's a constant for me reminder in that when I took my first job, which is what led me to where I am now. It was coming out of Valparaiso University and taking a job at a school called St. Marcus, being the middle school teacher in a classroom full of kids that did not look like me a bit. Menominee Falls, predominantly white, Caucasian, right, demographic. Been kind of seeking the Lord in a lot of different opportunities, mission trips, you name it, going to Mexico to build homes. And then all of a sudden, here I am in the middle of the inner city, central city of Milwaukee, with kids that just did not operate and act the way that I thought everyone should act and operate. Found myself in that space, learning all over again, what does it mean to actually serve the Lord? And I met kids who are absolutely awesome. St. Marcus did a ton for my faith. The Lord used that to introduce me to real sacrifice. What does it mean to actually give up the things of wealth, this world, to start serving and do it in a way that actually means something? So that led me, I would say, to the work I'm in now and the calling that the Lord gave me, which is to just go out and tell the word of the Lord, right?
Hey, Kevin, when you talked about being on the campus at Valparaiso and a guy said, look, when you're so busy, when do you have time to pray? And the way you got involved with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, were you hearing a different message and different words as far as, you know, accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is the way, you know, to heaven?
Yeah, you know, growing up Lutheran, I can answer a lot of questions with the dogmatics and the apologetics and the, you name it, about why we don't get to actually, you know, earn our way to heaven. And it was so helpful to learn that growing up as a young man, memorizing scriptures about why we're saved, and it's not by works, but it's by faith. And we are so careful not to land in that space of, you know, you can't accept the Lord because you are spiritually dead, that I think sometimes I took a very passive approach at my faith. I met guys coming up to me, one guy who asked me that specifically, his name is Matt, and I remember that moment walking away feeling like, I think I just compromised. I just justified myself, but really forgot to ask, what do you mean by that? And what I learned later on through some of these conferences, like No Regrets, men's conferences or others, I'd meet these men, these fathers, and they would speak in a way that made me start asking really big questions. Like, what do you mean you actually woke up and spent an hour with the Lord this morning? I was like, why would you need to do that? Don't you have faith, you know?
Right.
And as it turned out, when I want to hang out with my wife, it's because I want to get to know her better. And I started kind of getting embarrassed about the fact that I couldn't seem to wake up or hide away just for 1 hour and spend time with the Lord. And I would say when I was probably 36 years old, I distinctly remember being so embarrassed. I left this one conference just depressed. I came home and I went to bed at like 6 p.m. because I was like watching all these great spiritual giants, these men talking about the relationship with their kids and how they're praying over them. And I'm like, why? You know, my kid got baptized. You know, why? My kid goes to a Christian school. And I just recall looking at my kids getting home, and I felt like there's such a big gap between where I want to be and where I actually am, that I had gone through all these like traditional things, these steps to make sure that we were insulated by away from the world to be in this Christian tradition. And I went to bed early, and I woke up at 5 in the morning. And I remember sitting down in my kitchen, opening up a Bible, and just being like, okay, we're going to do this, Lord. I'm actually going to sit down and spend some time with you. And I just remember opening it being like, why does this feel so weird? Why? I'm supposed to believe the Lord's right here with me, but why is it so hard to understand, you know? And began the process at age 36. I'm now 40, where now it's hard to even approach this day, frankly, if I don't spend a good hour with him in the morning. And I now understand what Matt asked me when he said, when do you find time to talk to the Lord? How do you get to know him better? When do you actually make space for the Holy Spirit to just go to work on your heart? And you don't know it until you know it. You know, until your eyes are open, you don't really see. When you tell your friends, hey, are you spending time with the Word? Are you talking with the Lord? They kind of look at you with their head twisted, like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. You're like, well, you'll know if you'll just do it. Go spend some time with them.
And then and you'll understand.
In fact, you should know about today. I mean, today I specifically, I wrote down about 3 or 4 new prayers this morning at about 5:30 a.m., and 2 or 3 of them are answered by you and I meeting today, Mike.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, and so I can't tell you enough.
Like I told Pastor Ken one time, the Lord doesn't send guys like me to meet so, and you know, Pastor doesn't believe so much in coincidence as I do when it comes to this stuff. But look, as I said in the first segment, you know, I want to thank Steve Brown, who's a big fan of yours, by the way. Steve Brown is with Kern Electric. He's a friend, and he certainly is a guy that we do some business with here at Intercom. But he's more than just a client. He's a buddy of mine. And he said, hey, I got to tell you, this is the guy I've been telling you about. You know, you need to talk to him. And I said, yeah, that'd be great. One day, let me know. And he dialed you up. He said, here's the phone. And we started talking, and this worked out really well. By the way, he's Kevin Festerling. He's the founder of Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School, located in Wauwatosa. You can go on their website. It's KPLHS. So it's Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School, KPLHS.org. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk more to Kevin about his testimony. I know Pastor has a follow-up question, but then I want to talk about this school and where it started, how last year was, and they want to start getting more sports in it, and how we, as guys that want to help, you know, he's all about servant leadership. Whoever taught him that, what it meant to be a servant leader, he certainly was at that class because he's taken to that really well. And this is a young guy in this market trying to do great things. And again, the name of the school is Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School, 414-727-9979. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside the very talkative Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church.
Pastors do, brother.
Oh, especially those Baptist boys. Our special in-studio guest, Kevin Festerling. He's the founder of Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School, located 2520 North Wauwatosa Avenue, the old Pius Grade School, right in Wauwatosa. Phone number 414-727-9979. His wife's name is Lisa. Morgan and Sawyer are his kids. Lisa is a saint, from what I understand. Lisa, thank you so much for hanging out with Kevin. That's all I got to say.
Amen.
Yeah, amen to that. Hey, Pastor, so very interesting life that Kevin has gone through. And there are some clear signs, I think, to me, along with you, that, you know, the servant leadership part of what the core of who he is giving back to the community, and a faith-based school is a good place for him.
Well, I listened to, you know, his upbringing with his mom and dad. I mean, to take somebody from the street and put them, you know, on the couch in the living room and to give in that way is pretty impressive as far as servant leadership. Kevin was talking. I mean, I got a flashback really in my own life growing up in a pastor's home. I recognized early on, especially when I was getting called in my dad's office because I was stealing, that I had a sin problem. And I remember July 24th, it's coming up, I don't know, almost 45, 48 years ago, that I went home that Sunday night after church, and I was like, wow, I am a sinner, and the only one who can save me is Jesus Christ. And I remember that night, and a couple of guys coming up to me the following Sunday saying, hey, we're really glad you made that decision. And so as Kevin was talking, I was getting flashbacks, because I could easily tell people, man, I'm in church. My dad's a pastor, for crying out loud. And as I told you guys off air, you know, when you're a PK, you're a preacher's kid, you either end up in jail or you end up in the ministry. And God rescued me, and I put my faith and trust in Him. And as Kevin was talking about his upbringing and then all that God's been doing in his life, I just had that flashback in my own life and am thankful for what Jesus Christ has done for me.
That's awesome. Hey, Kevin, when you're able to share the kind of things that you've shared with us at your school, let's talk about the school. Are you there on a day-to-day basis? Because you're the founder of the school. Are you in the school? Are you teaching? What's kind of your day-to-day at Kingdom Prep High School?
Yeah, so as the founder, about a year in advance, maybe a year and a half, started founding the ideas, the mission, the vision, and then just praying a ton, saying, Lord, could this actually happen? Funders came together and said, we really like this idea, and I think this is needed. And so since that time, I'm the acting principal, hired people who are way smarter than me, more talented. And so I do teach, I do lead, I get to preach. We do all kinds of stuff. So I'm oftentimes the janitor, the accountant, principal, teacher, you name it. We're a small school with just 55 boys, soon to be 120. And so, yeah, I get to do everything there.
So the four pillars of this school, faith, service, experience, and excellence, are the four pillars of what the school has been founded on, correct?
That's right.
And so the faith is the first pillar, service the second, experience the third, and excellence the fourth. How have these kids, and you've only gone through one class, one incoming freshman class that's going to be the base to start with of this school. How did these kids accept those four pillars of the school?
That's a great question. Well, first to know that is to first understand our mission, right? Three things. We're building a brotherhood, it's in Christ, and it's for lives of purpose. That's important. Most of our kids coming from the central city, what I've noticed, are under this almost insane pressure to perform academically on test scores, when during those most important times of their life to actually learn those skills, they're in some of the most difficult schools that they're trying to learn within. And then when they get to be ninth graders, you get this really unfair question that says, hey, are these guys going to go to college? Are you going to do a college-bound curriculum? Or are you going to get these guys ready for the trades? You know, what are you going to do? And so that question, I felt so unfair. I'd read scripture and hear about the life that the Lord's calling us to. And I think in my head, boy, I think sometimes some of our best schools that I've been working in are oftentimes caring more about the work that they're doing on their ACT scores and their report cards than they are actually about the life that the Lord's calling us to. And I was getting embarrassed that I think the one big thing that would keep me from ministry doing the Lord's work ultimately would be my college graduation and my wherewithal I'm supposed to be able to show because of it. And so there begins this new conversation of, well, then how about a ninth grade young man who by average is often coming out with an ACT score that's going to look about a 14, 15, 16 on average in Milwaukee, then what's his value? And the more I open up the book, the Lord's word tells us all this amazing life that he wants to bring us through his son Christ. And I don't see us treating the students the same way. And so our mission couldn't get academic enough that would make us quickly give away all the best parts of our lives as disciples that we wanted to live and lead. And so we had to go into the word purpose beyond the word college or beyond the word trade school, right? So brotherhood, Christ, purpose. We went there fast. And then our vision is four things, right? To be a place where young men develop their gifts and talents to lead in their home, to serve in their church, to engage in meaningful work and transform community. The only things that we could come up with that will do that for the kids we're serving right now is those four pillars that you mentioned, right? Faith, the way we respond to God's promises and his love. That is the motivation for everything we do. Service, okay. If we're going to be leaders and Christian young men leaders, that means we need to serve the way that Christ did, right? It's also by happenstance the way he led, right? He didn't come to serve, but to be, rather to be served, but to serve. And so how do we lead as a young men? We serve. And then experiences is very contextual and important. The young men that are growing up in the city of Milwaukee right now, I don't believe have enough experiences to actually assign some of their gifts and talents to some of the things that we think they should be doing when they get older. And so we shut down school at 1 o'clock and just go do things. If we go to Milwaukee Tool and go get a tour of their engineering plant, if we're going into maybe just ice skating on a Thursday afternoon at Red Arrow Park, heading to Concordia University to go see what a college athlete looks like, you name it, we go do it. And then the last one is excellence. That's kind of like a duh, right? Everyone's personal excellence is all we're asking for. God's given you a certain amount of gifts. It's now our job to use them, right, and put to work the gifts that he's given you. So we've seen that embodied by the kids every day. They had to build this high school. We met them as eighth graders, bought them pizza at their schools and said, anybody can attend high school, let's go build it. And so we started with five guys in eighth grade around maybe October, November the year before. And then they brought two or three friends. And then before you know it, we're up to 25, 30, 35 boys. And I outlined the mission, the vision, the pillars and said, now, what are we going to do? How do we build a school that's contagious to young men that want to be here? And as it turned out, these young men, they want to be seen. They want to be known. They want to understand what brotherhood is. And we openly share this line often, what is brotherhood and how do we get there? And nobody knows. And so we just keep trying. And we make a lot of mistakes. We laugh with each other. I could go on forever about that part.
He is Kevin Festerling. Again, he's the founder of Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School here in Milwaukee. It's actually in Wauwatosa, but it serves the city of Milwaukee, 2520 North Wauwatosa Avenue. It is the old Pius grade school, if you're familiar with that area. Phone number is 414-727-9600. 9979. And if you want to know more about it, just Google Kingdom Prep High School Milwaukee, and you'll get to their website. Kevin, we only got a few minutes in this segment. Do you guys offer athletics at the school?
Yeah, absolutely. Every type of athletic activity our boys are doing. Formally, we've got a pretty strong wrestling team, basketball team. We're launching our first football team this season. There are 10 games on the schedule, and our football
Who are
coach,
you guys playing?
Yeah, you should ask that question when I have a different sheet in front of me.
Yeah, that's all right. It's, you're not part of the WIA, I'm sure. So
no,
we're not in conference.
We're toying with all kinds of, you know, different leagues out there and conferences that we're getting these invitations to play against, you know, scrimmages, I guess we'll call them.
Sure.
We played rugby this last year, and we got to actually play some partner games with some pretty big schools in the city, and we're thankful for that. We had a golf team put together and a tennis team. Frankly, we're trying to do everything that we can.
What about a soccer team?
Yeah. Ironically, soccer, my favorite sport, is probably the most difficult right now to get off the ground. We are working hard on soccer, and my prayer is that eventually we'll get a soccer team too.
Is it predominantly, is it a mixed race of kids? Is it predominantly African-American kids?
Yeah, great question. So due to the scarcity of seats at Milwaukee and Wisconsin Lutheran schools we're both experiencing, we went first to those homes and those schools that were serving our kids in the city and said, look, we know you've been applying and we know that the seats have been scarce, so here's another option. Because of that, we specifically targeted every young man who wanted a seat at one of these two schools, but weren't able to get them, and that brought us a demographic that we're so excited to serve. We're about 95% African-American, and I would say Hispanic and Caucasian after that, and all boys, and so we're trying to be really niche about this and developing young men. And when you say we want to teach them how to be leaders in their home, servants in the church, engage in meaningful work, transform community, you know, everyone's got their own definition. We get all that from Christ. Seek first the kingdom of God. Pursue his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you.
Does Lisa get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how do you not?
Yeah, I was going to say, she's totally got to be involved in this and got to be really proud of the work that you're doing.
She's the best. I mean, she's the number one cheerleader of the school. We'll have boys over all the time, parents over. My old students I used to teach are now 25 years old, and I've taught 7 of my old students how to be teachers through a different organization I was working through called Center for Urban Teaching. Yeah.
That's awesome. He's Kevin Festerling, and I didn't mean to cut you off. That's just me saying we got to go to a break when you're done. That's all.
Hey,
and
that's
Pastor just
that.
Loves that. He just loves it.
So, because you know I had something else I wanted to share, Mike.
So anyway, we're going to get to a break. Yeah, you can share that during the break because I'm sure it's going to be a long share. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone. A journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Pastor Ken Keltner, Brookside Baptist Church. Our special guest, he's been a good one, Kevin Festerling. He's the founder of Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School. They just started a year ago. This is coming up on year 2 for them. And they've got some athletic programs that might need our help. And if you're feeling led to help Kevin and certainly the ministry that he has created and working through, you can either give him a call at 414-727-9979, or stop by Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School in the old Pius grade school on 76th Street in Wauwatosa. Knock on the door, ask for Kevin, and say, hey, look, I'll help coach. I've got some equipment. I've got, you know, certainly some additional dollars, whether it's $5 or $100. But if I can help you in this really good idea that you guys have come up with, this all boys kingdom loving school, you know, get a hold of Kevin and he'll help you out.
Hey, Mike, as Kevin was talking about the different sports programs that you're offering there at the school. You know, I had to ask you about soccer, you know, Because, I mean, that was your number one sport, your number one love?
Absolutely.
Well, one thing we love to do on Faith in the Zone as we're kind of trying to wrap it up is, you know, we are a sports talk show in that sense. So what was one of the highlights for you as far as in soccer, either the great save or the great marking you did on some stud athlete or the goal that you scored, the header you had that put you guys over the top or whatever? Whether it would be high school or at Valpo, what can you think of a time?
Yeah, absolutely. So my parents drove to Indiana, Valparaiso, and I was all excited to show off, you know. I think I was a junior at that time, and we're playing Oakland, Michigan, right? And so they came out to Valpo, and we're down by, let's see, one with about 3 minutes left. And this is funny. This is like glory days, right? This is when my friends make fun of me, and we can do this, I try not to talk about it too much. But I remember doing this far post bending run. We had a corner kick. We're down by a goal. And the ball looked just so out of place. But I just remember sprinting and running and diving as far as I could and landed with my head on the ball, diving header, scores upper 90. I continue the dive sliding where my head continues to hit the goalpost really hard. And I'm out, frankly. And so in that process, I recall that night, we end up winning, right, in overtime. And that night, because of the concussion, I start going a little bit delirious. And I remember having conversations with my girlfriend, now wife, that is embarrassing to talk about today, where she had to call my mom and see if I was okay. But the aftermath, not so good. The goal, great.
Well, my question is, so you score the goal, the diving header, but you don't even get to experience the joy of the goal.
No celebration.
I mean, everybody else is celebrating, and they're calling the medics to come out and get you.
Yeah, that's right. I was knocked out. It's a good concussion.
Did somebody tape it? Have you seen it?
No, never have I seen that. Seen a lot of fun replays from Notre Dame, Michigan State, you know, Gonzaga. Never the Oakland match, which was conference.
Well, I would think some of your teammates that really think the world of you would have put together a mock video of what it actually looked like. That would actually be a skit. That could be absolutely hilarious.
I'm still waiting for someone to pitch that my way.
Hey, Kevin, when I talked about being able to help the school and that you founded with either time or equipment or money, I would assume that you are interested in all of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. To be honest, we say this often, and I'll say it again. The rate limiting factor on the brothers becoming the strong Christian young men that we're trying to develop is not going to be money. It's going to be other men walking alongside of them and just doing life with them. And so we have great and generous donors. We have all kinds of fun resources. We call ourselves the poorest school with the most love, right? Just the way my family had taught us to be. We don't need to be more than poor to be excellent, frankly. You can be poor and excellent, but to be poor and sloppy is a problem. So if anyone would like to get involved, we just absolutely love seeing visitors come in. We'll get you busy. We'll get you working. In fact, next week, July 15th to 19th, we are going to be renovating the second floor of the high school. And so the new freshmen, as a rite of passage, one of the many, they have to come in and they have to actually come and renovate those five classrooms. 8 till 4 next week, July 15th to 19th. We'd love to see some people come in. And then we've said yes to about 3 or 4 ladies around the neighborhood. These are awesome young, not so physically young women, but they're young in spirit. And many of them have either lost their husbands or, you know, just need an extra hand. And so we've said yes to some construction projects, a concrete driveway and foundation pour. We're demolishing a garage and rebuilding it. We've said yes to things like this, a handicap ramp. And then we look at each other and laugh and say, now, how are we going to do it? And so the boys and I sit down on a daily basis, including this morning, and we draw plans, we call people, and we just pray and ask the Lord to deliver his resources. And so we would love help in all of that.
Hey, Kevin, do most of these kids live right in the neighborhood?
No. I mean, we're representing every zip code in Milwaukee right now. So I would say from 1st Street to 85th Street, from Brown Deer over to, you know, Greenfield. We represent every zip code right now in Milwaukee.
Boy, that's interesting. And where do you find your teachers and how many staff members do you have?
Sure. We're up to about 13 full-time teachers and leaders. And then we bring in about five or six of the seminarians from over in Mequon, Wisconsin Lutheran Seminary.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come in and we work with our boys as well. So I would say about 18, all said and done, come in and work with our guys.
Is it a hard sell to talk to 8th grade and 7th grade boys about going to an all-boys school?
You know, from what I hear, there's one military branch that doesn't recruit, and it's the Navy SEALs. If you raise up the flag of courage, integrity, and hard work, turns out a lot of the boys will run towards it. So the guys that we go speak to, it's usually a room of 10 or 12 in a classroom of 8th graders. And then we'll say, this is not for everybody. This is hard. It's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done, but you'll be the strongest young man that you could possibly be coming out of it, and we're not going to let you down that way. And so we call it a kingdom first way of living. And so every decision we make, we run it through the scriptures and say, what is a kingdom first way of doing this? And to be honest, we're doing a lot of innovative and creative changes around what education could and should look like based on, frankly, our anchor scripture, Matthew 6:33, when Jesus says, but seek first the kingdom of God, pursue righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. So, you know, I'd say the boys who really want to step up to the challenge, we're getting the best, the brightest, and the strongest.
So far, so good. And I asked you this, what keeps you up at night? And you said, Matt, it depends on the day. We got a lot going on. And we've only got about a minute left, guys. How hard is it for you to get these kids to be fully engaged with some of the things you're doing? Look, you're not in class now, right? School didn't start.
Yeah.
But you're still getting together to help people in the neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely. To be honest, right now, I will just share, Mike, whether or not this is what you're looking for. I want to tell you that we have 9 more seats available for freshmen. So we're looking for about 9, could maybe squeeze a 10th freshman coming into 9th grade. Beyond that, our boys are there all summer. This morning, guys are painting the weight room, picking up a weight set that someone donated. Another guy's painting the bottom of lockers that we got used from an old elementary school in Winona. Craigslist option. The boys are building their own school. So every day there's boys there, and we're looking for more people to help.
He's Kevin Festerling. Again, he's the founder of Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School. Their phone number is 414-727-9979. 727-9979, or go on their website. All the information you need on this school. Again, Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School. It's KPLHS. Kingdom Prep Lutheran High School, KPLSHS.org. Guys, thanks a lot. Kevin, nice to meet you.
Man, it's a gift to be here. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
We enjoyed it.
Thanks, Pastor. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Mike.
You bet. Thanks for listening. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip for a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people of sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Was it really amazing grace? For certain, Lord, it was you that rescued me.